Party. Today's contestants are a data scientist from Chicago, Illinois, Alex Damish, an economics professor from Memphis, Tennessee, Jamin Spear, and our returning champion, a librarian from Stoneham, Massachusetts, Ellen Keene, whose one day cash winnings total $11,200. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you like the tie. Jamin, how tall are you?
6'3".
6'3". Alex?
5'3".
So we've got you on a riser.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. All right. Nice to have you with us. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's go to work in the Jeopardy round, shall we? Let's see how much money the three of you can earn. We start off with this category. Getting cold feet. Strange. From G to G, unfix the song title for us. We'll have some chess talk. We'll deal with the pompous and circumstance. Ellen.
From G to G for 200.
This North American rodent is classified as a marmot, but is basically a large squirrel. That would be a groundhog G to G. Ellen, go again.
G to G 400.
It's the offspring of a gander. Jamin.
What is a gosling?
Good.
G to G 600.
There are 12 species of this aromatic herb with a name from Chinese meaning root of heaven. Ellen.
What is ginseng?
Ginseng, correct.
G to G 800.
Used for covering a hole or window, it's a metal frame with bars across it. You know it better as grating? Ellen.
G to G 1000.
A ration of rum mixed with water aboard an old Navy ship. Jamin.
What is grog?
Good.
Getting colt feet for 400.
In 1836, Samuel Colt patented a design for a cylinder mechanism for this kind of handgun. Jamin.
What is a revolver?
Correct.
Getting colt feet, 600.
Camp Colt in Pennsylvania was the first U.S. post to train soldiers to use these new armored fighting vehicles of World War I. Ellen.
What are tanks?
Yes.
Unfix the song title, 200.
A 60s classic. I cannot get any satisfaction. Jamin.
What is I can't get no satisfaction?
That's it.
Unfix the song title, 400.
There is not any mountain that is high enough by Diana Ross. Jamin.
What is ain't no mountain high enough?
Correct.
Song title, 600.
Clapton's plea. Lie down, Sally. Ellen.
What is lay down, Sally?
That's it.
Unfix, 800.
A 70s smash from Bachman-Turner Overdrive. You have not seen anything yet. Jamin.
What is you ain't seen nothing yet?
That's it.
Unfix the song title, 1000.
The Pussycat Dolls want to know, do you not? Alex?
What is don'tcha?
Don'tcha. That's $1,000 for you.
Circumstance for 600.
Donald Pleasance was one of these for real in 1944 and 45, then played one in The Great Escape. Jamin.
What is a prisoner?
Prisoner? Prisoner of war, yes.
Circumstance 400.
To file for the personal type of this under Chapter 13, you must submit a debt repayment plan. Alex.
What is bankruptcy?
Yeah.
Pump us for 800.
And so there, the Daily Double.
I'll wager 1,312.
Interesting wager. Here is the clue. This capital city of 13 million sits on the northeast edge of the Pampas.
What is Caracas?
No, what is Buenos Aires?
Gotcha.
Buenos Aires. So you drop down to $88, and we're taking our first break. Back in a moment.
Weather is constantly changing. Trust the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Coming up on Fox 45 News at 10, the increasing stress facing mothers, the bottle that becomes mommy's little secret, and how to know if you have a problem. And I'm tracking some wet weather headed our way towards the end of the weekend, how that could affect your commute coming home. Coming up tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
Alex Damish is from Chicago, and had a Jeopardy-themed birthday party?
Yes. So I bought a bunch of cardboard construction paper that was all blue. I laid them out in a grid across my dorm room wall, and I made my friends play all my favorite categories that I wrote myself.
You wrote the categories?
Math puns is not really something that I expect to see up here, but in my house, absolutely.
Okay, good for you. Jamin Spear from Memphis, Tennessee, an economics professor whose wife is an interpreter.
That's right. She has worked as an American Sign Language interpreter. She's tried to teach me, and so I proposed to her in sign language. I've realized the problem with this is that she was staring at the ring, and I had to kind of wave to get her attention to say I was trying to ask you something.
But did you get it right? Did she say that was perfect?
She said yes.
Good for you. That's great. Ellen Keene is a librarian from Massachusetts. She is our champion. You and your boyfriend like to go on special kind of road trips.
We do. We really like to just jump in the car and just start driving and just see where we end up.
Well, wait a minute. When you say where we end up, how many miles are we talking about?
Well, we live right near Boston, and one day we were on a long road trip, and we didn't know how far we got until we both got texts saying, "Welcome to Canada." So we turned around because we were pretty far away.
I thought you were going to say, We got a text saying, "Welcome to Hudson's Bay."
Oh.
You didn't go that far.
Not that far.
All right. Alex, you're in command of the board with $88. So go ahead, make a selection.
I'll take circumstance for 1,000.
An alarming increase led to a count of about 60,000 people in this circumstance in L.A. County in 2019. And we're talking about homeless people. Alex, go again.
Circumstance for 800.
In people with the most common type of CP, short for this, increased muscle tone is bad, causing stiff movement. Ellen.
What is cerebral palsy?
Right.
Circumstance 200.
A 1955 sermon by Dr. King was about looking beyond your circumstances, like the tragic one of this forced racial separation. Alex.
What is segregation?
Yes.
Getting cold feet for 800.
Ending a 37-year drought, in 2015, this American colt won the Triple Crown and was unanimously named Horse of the Year. Alex.
What is American Pharoah?
Yes.
Getting cold feet for 1,000.
In TV commercials, stars like Snoop Dogg have endorsed this Works Every Time malt liquor from Pabst. And that would be Colt 45. Alex.
Chess talk for 600.
An attack that forces a piece to move and expose another piece behind it is called this, after a type of beam discovered in 1895. We're talking about X-ray. Alex?
Chest talk for 400.
If this special move is done on the queen side, it's long. On the king side, short. Jamin.
What is castling?
Correct.
Chest talk 800.
The horizontal rows of squares on a chessboard are the ranks. The vertical ones are these. You hear the expression quite often, ranks and files. Jamin.
Let's go to Pampas for 600.
George Bellows painted Luis Firpo, the wild bull of the Pampas, de-ringing this champ in 1923. The champ came back to win. And the champ's name was Jack Dempsey. Jamin.
Pampas 400.
What the cowboy is to the American West, this heroic herder is to the Pampas. Alex.
What is a gaucho?
Good.
Pampas for 1,000.
This flightless South American bird, a relative of the ostrich, lives on the Pampas. Ellen.
What is the emu?
Nope. Jamin.
What's a cassowary?
Nope. What is the rhea? R-H-E-A. Alex.
Just off for 1,000.
Only the humble pawn can make this special type of capture with a French name. And that capture is en passant. En passant.
Pampas for 200?
The Pampas cover an area in South America of about 300,000 square miles from the Atlantic to the foothills of these mountains. Jamin.
What are the Andes?
Yes.
Chess talk 200.
A player conceding defeat is said to do this, like someone quitting an office. Alex.
What is resigning?
Resigning, yes. And now the last clue. The Indianapolis Colts Stadium is the NFL's first to have one of these that opens sideline to sideline, not end zone to end zone. Jamin.
What's a retractable roof?
That's it. And that takes you up to 3,600. The lead is yours. And Ellen, you have $88 less than Alex. So you're going first in Double Jeopardy. When we come back. All right, the champion gets to select first again, but this time because she's in third place. Ellen, here are the categories. Statuesque authors, followed by where the fish are. Well, they're in the water. Oscar-winning adapted screenplays. Miranda's, right? 12-letter words. Sounds tougher than it is. And finally, dictator tots. Where do we start?
Oscar-winning adapted screenplay is 400.
2016, Barry Jenkins from Terrell McCraney's play. And that would be Moonlight. Ellen?
Oscar-winning 800.
2002, Ronald Harwood from the memoir by Polish musician Władysław Spielman. Ellen?
What is The Pianist?
Correct.
Oscar, 1200.
2005, Larry McMurtry and Diana Ossana, based on a short story by Annie Proulx. Alex?
What is Brokeback Mountain?
Correct.
Dictator Tots, 800.
Marko Milosevic, son of the former leader of this country, is said to have crashed over 20 luxury cars. Ellen?
What is Romania?
Nope. Jaimin?
What is Serbia?
Serbia, that's the country.
Screenplay is 1600.
1999, John Irving from his novel. And that would be The Cider House Rules. Jaimin, go again.
Let's go to Dictator Tots for 12.
Currently in power, this great comrade was reportedly dubbed Morning Star King by his mom. Jaimin.
Who is Kim Jong-un?
Good.
Dictator Tots, 16.
Last name of Jean-Claude, also known as Baby Doc, who at the age of 19 succeeded his father as president for life of Haiti. Alex.
What is Duvalier?
Good.
Dictator Tots for 2000.
In 2003, these two infamous sons were represented by the Ace of Hearts and the Ace of Clubs in the deck of Iraq's Most Wanted. Jaimin.
Who are Ilde and Usay Hussein?
No. Alex or Ellen? You were close. Uday and Kusay.
Uday
and Kusay. Alex, we come back to you.
12-letter words for 1200.
The skin of this aquatic mammal is about 2 inches thick and secretes a pinkish fluid that acts as a sunblock. Which mammal has a thick skin? A hippo. Alex.
12-letter for 1600.
Value-wise, it begins once you drive your new car off the lot. Ellen?
What is depreciation?
Good.
12-letter, 2000.
From words meaning life and difference, it's the term for the range of species in a given environment. And that word is biodiversity. 12 letters. Ellen?
12-letter, 800.
The opening of the Mission Impossible TV show advised that the instructional tape would do this in 5 seconds. Jaimin.
What is self-destruct?
Correct.
Screenplay is 2000.
1971, Ernest Tidyman, based on Robin Moore's nonfiction account of New York City cops and drug smuggling. Ellen.
What is The French Connection?
That's it.
Miranda's, 400.
The Supreme Court's 1966 Miranda decision said that an accused person must be warned that he has a right to remain this. Jaimin.
What is silent?
Yes.
Miranda's 1200.
You'll find Automatic and Little Red Wagon on this country star's 2014 album, Platinum. Jaimin.
Who is Miranda Lambert?
You got the right person.
Miranda 16.
Miranda in this play says, "Oh, brave new world that has such people in it." Alex?
What is The Tempest?
Yes.
Miranda's for 2000.
Answer there. The first of the Daily Doubles in the round.
I'll wager 2,500.
All right, here is the clue. The smallest moon of Uranus, Miranda, was discovered by this Dutchman, better known for his comet belt.
Who is Kuiper?
Kuiper, yes. Gerald Kuiper. You're at 85-88, in the lead.
Miranda's right for 800.
Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote Songs with Heart for this 2016 animated film about the search for the heart of Te Fiti. Ellen?
What is Moana?
Yes.
12-letter words, 400.
A maker of maps and atlases. Alex?
What is cartographer?
Correct.
Dictator Tots for 400.
Hitler tried to return Yakov Djugashvili, this Soviet leader's son, in a POW swap. Dad declined, saying, "War is war." Ellen.
Who is Stalin?
Yes. Good father.
Statuesque authors 400.
That's not such an ugly duckling beside the statue of this Dane in Central Park. Jamin?
Who is Hans Christian Andersen?
Yes.
Statuesque 416.
Answer, the other Daily Double. And your opportunity to take the lead.
3,000.
Okay. Take a look. Much of her 6th century BC poetry is lost, but her reputation as a female writing pioneer remains.
Who is Sappho?
Yes. Well done. Took a little while, but you got it there. Go.
Statuesque 412.
As you might expect, this author's statue is relaxing at the bar in the El Floridita in Havana. Alex.
Who's Hemingway?
He's the one.
Statuesque for 2,000.
The statue of this Victorian author, born Marianne Evans, is in Warwickshire, where she set many of her novels. You know her better as George Eliot. Alex.
Where the fish are for 1,200.
Row around on the Columbia River, and you might spot the white or Oregon species of this huge freshwater fish. On the row, a reference to the sturgeon. Back to you, Alex.
Statuesque for 800.
Never mind the Nevermore. He's been in Baltimore since 1921. Jamin.
Who is Poe?
Edgar Allan Poe, yes.
Where the fish are, 800.
The Great Lakes are great for Esox Lucius, the northern this. That's your northern pike. Three clues left.
Fish for 16.
Also known as the coal fish, it doesn't do action painting, but does provide action for North Atlantic anglers. We got a little cute with this one. What is the pollock?
Pollock, yeah.
Pollock. All right, two clues left, Jamin.
400.
A Pacific bluefin, one of these, may migrate across the Pacific and back, 10,000 miles round trip, only to end up as sashimi. Alex.
What is eel?
Nope. Jamin.
What's a tuna?
Tuna, yes. And now the last clue. The North Atlantic abounds in this tasty fish that sparked 1970s trouble between Britain and Iceland. This time we're talking about the cod. All right, all three of you well positioned for Final Jeopardy, so let's take a look at the category. Word origins. That'll test you when we reveal the clue after this.
Coming up on Fox 45 News at 10, the violence on Thanksgiving Day and the changes that could stop the killing. The football team saving young lives in Baltimore, the key to success on the field and in the classroom tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
It's surprising that these sea cows wear novelty shirts in a 2018 Geico ad. What are manatees? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Always a popular subject, word origins. Players, I hope you like this clue. From a Sanskrit word for descent, it's the form a god takes upon descending to earth. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. A big film was made a few years ago with this as the title. Ellen, we come to you first. You had 6,400. You're not looking happy. Why is that? What is corporeal? No, that's not it. It'll cost you $63.90. You're left with $10. Let's go down there to Alex. She had $97.88, and her response was, she started off with, what was it?
I said Avatar, but I started off with Incarnation.
Well, it's a good thing you crossed off Incarnation and came up with Avatar, because that is the right response. Well done. And that means you're going to add some money, 3,013, which puts you into the lead at 12,801 and takes us to Jamin. He had 10,600. Did he come up with Avatar? No, Guru. What did he lose? 9,000. He's going to finish in second place. Congratulations, Alex. You're the new Jeopardy champion. You get to wrap up the week with us. Way to go. And that's what we're going to do. We'll go until tomorrow. See you then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.